Good morning. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? The birds are chirping, the sky is blue, the courtyard outside is peaceful and inviting. We are sitting next to wonderful people, and we might decide to either go home and have a quiet and lovely lunch or have one with family or friends after service is over. For the most part, we are present and able to enjoy the pleasures that our lives provide for us. It can be easy for us to forget that there is a whole side over there, on the second, third, fourth floors, or the executive chambers at our state capitol, in a council member's office at Honolulu Hale, within the walls of a corporate office downtown, in the chambers of our nation's capital, or at a gathering at the United Nations headquarters in New York City, where decisions that directly affect us are being made. The problems, dear friends, is not that all of the decisions being made are fair or just or helpful or level the playing field, or take from the wealthy who make billions of dollars at the expense of Hawaii's taxpayers and put that money towards improving the socioeconomic status of the poor who live and struggle here in the land of paradise every day. Our government agencies are inefficient. Things are not done nearly as quickly enough as they desperately need to be in order to keep up with the growing demands of our island home, and so on, and so on. This is the reality. We can become very jaded, can't we? According to a recent poll of 800 registered voters by the Star Advertiser, Governor Ige's support within his own party is weak, with 50% of Democrats saying they disapprove of his job performance. And the legislature's ratings are even lower. Only 27% of respondents said they approve of the legislature's job performance, while 51% said they disapprove. That's pretty bad. Only 31% of those polled approve of Mayor Caldwell's job performance, while 59% disapproved, which means only one-third think he's doing well in his eighth and final year in office. Our Congress has recently voted to enter into impeachment proceedings for President Trump. This is not good. Our Kama'aina nation and world citizens are dissatisfied. They are even frustrated and angry about the way things are going. Dare I say we are even traumatized? We have indeed lost hope. During the past legislative session, Faith Action for Community Equity fought hard to make real estate investment trusts pay their fair share of taxes. We won the legislature over by 91%, but our governor vetoed our bill. One wonders how a governor could disregard the overwhelming votes of the legislature. In today's scripture from the book of John that Ted just read, Jesus asked Simon Peter three times if he loves him. Simon Peter replies, "Yes, Jesus, you know that I love you." So Jesus tells him to feed his lambs. Then he tells him to tend to his sheep. And finally, he tells him to feed them. In other words, Jesus was equating love with action. Isn't there a saying, love is action? Do you suppose this came out of the book of John? If acting and doing action is love, then it is not easy to love sometimes, given all of the ills of our society and all of the pain that people go through every day. There is a heaviness, a kind of desperation and burden that we are feeling right now. It's almost a form of depression. Hard to get out there and act when we feel this way. It is very easy, however, for us to believe that our problems, very serious problems, are unsolvable and overwhelming. But do we love? Of course we do. If you are like me, you love those who are working hard at a full-time job but still poor, those who are living on the streets under the freeway overpass, in the bushes by the beach, or in the cars with their children squished together in the back seat. Those who want to work but just simply cannot because they cannot find the motivation to even fill out a job application. And you love those who had to quit their job in order to care for a loved one, day in and day out, no matter how weary they are. So how can we love? Yes, sometimes it is challenging for us to act or to do, even if we love. We are often reluctant to act for whatever reason. Maybe we are too busy with all the other stuff that needs to be done. Maybe we feel it will be done by others anyway, so it's okay not to. That we cannot possibly make a dent in helping to solve these problems, so why even bother? Or maybe we are even scared. And yet, we cannot fail to do action, or else we have no true and meaningful ability to show God's love for all of humankind. And acting renews our hope. Within 24 hours last weekend, my feeling of hope was indeed renewed twice. Last Friday, my son, mom, niece, and I joined our own Crossroads youth and members as we marched from Washington Place across the street to the state capitol, along with approximately 1,500 others, most of them youth from all over the island, from both public and private schools, different denominations and cultures, to show our solidarity in exclaiming to the world, "We join the rest of you in saying enough is enough. We need to save our planet and all of its valuable resources for our future." Then, just 14 hours later, Faith Action had our affordable housing summit. It was a very successful event with over 250 people in attendance. People from government, business, developers, real estate, advocates, and concerned people who wanted to learn and find out how to address our housing crisis. I think they were truly seeking ways in which to act and to love. I was also inspired the other day when I received a phone call from out of the blue by a man named Michael who owns a local business here. He said he was at our housing summit and really wants to use his resources to help develop affordable housing units. He wanted to know if I could connect him with some of our presenters who could show him the ropes and get him started. Wow. His enthusiasm and passion just lightened my heart and made my day. Then I got another call on Friday by another developer who was also at our summit and wanted to help connect him to the speakers who presented at our summit so that he could discuss ways in which they could work together to build even more affordable housing units here. When we act, we never know what the outcome will be. Is it all right to act when we do not know if that action is going to get results or get credited or get rewarded? Is it all right to do something just knowing that somewhere down the road, that act of love will lead to a home being built for a person on the streets to move into, or a person receiving a bigger paycheck so she can support herself and her children? Or that you let someone know you care about him because you made that phone call to check in? Or that you help to create a better environment in which our children can thrive with their own families years from now? I want to believe that the answer to all of these questions is yes. This is certainly what Jesus would do, is it not? The works of justice that Church of the Crossroads and Faith Action members partake in every day is feeding the lamb and the sheep. Let us continue to act and to live and breathe love. Thanks be to God.